People recently asked again about shavers, which types of shavers are permissible to use, not permissible specifically. What about the lift and cut shaver? What about the relatively new one blade? So really, this is a full-length shear. We can't do this justice in a few minutes. But nonetheless, to say what we can in just a few minutes, this issue really depends on why it would be mutter to use any modern-day electrical shaver. We know that there's a prohibition, there's an issue in the Torah of removing pa'as hazakan. The Gemara says that it's only usher in a way which is giluach and hashchasa. So a tar, a razor, is usher, whereby scissors are permitted. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredei Kufi Aleph. Even misparayim ke'ein tar, even scissors that give a very close cut, like a razor, are permitted. A razor is forbidden. Why? What's the difference exactly between a razor as opposed to scissors? So the answer to this question will hold the key to all shilas in Hilchos Shavers. So one approach one could imagine is simply it's a question of the result, the end result. How close a cut is it? A razor cuts all the way down to the root. And scissors, even if they cut close, they don't cut all the way down. By definition, it has to be at least the width of the bottom blade that that amount is not cut all the way down to the skin because the scissors cuts at the meeting point of the two blades. So it depends how close the cut is. If that's the answer, the difference between scissors and razors, there's room to answer all modern-day shavers. They all give a very close cut. No modern-day razors really leave any visible stubble at the end of the day. And there were, in fact, poskim who assered all electric shavers. The Chafetz Chaim writes that shomer nafsho yirchak mizeh, if you're concerned about your nefesh, you should probably distance yourself from electric shavers. Maybe if you wrote it in the Mishnah Berurah, it would be much more popular, I don't know. But he wrote it in a different sefer, Likutei Halachos. He's not the only. There were other gedolim as well who were not in favor of electric shavers. That's one approach. Another approach says, no, razors cut on the skin, and scissors don't cut on the skin. The cutting is not happening on the skin itself. Simkein, electric shavers are good. That they don't cut on the skin. The blade is behind the screen. So by definition, it can't be on the skin, and then we're okay. Others pointed out, hold on a second, so how do you get a clean shave? Really, what happens is that the hair gets pulled, and even the skin a little bit gets pulled in between the holes of the screen. And there's room to discuss how close is the blade getting to the skin. Very close. Very, very close. So some Minchas Yitzchok writes, well, don't push down too hard. Do a little bit lightly. And this way you try to avoid that problem. That's a approach as well. Probably the best explanation of a heter for electric razors is to assume, like Moshe Feinstein writes, that the difference between a razor and a scissors is the method of cutting, the mechanism of cutting. That a razor cuts by itself. It's a very sharp blade. It just cuts against the resistance of the skin. Whereas scissors, the cutting is happening between two components that are working together. The two blades move together, and that's what cuts the hair. So in a modern-day shaver, the blade cuts against the resistance of the screen. The hair goes into the hole, the blade cuts against the resistance of the screen, and that's why it's permissible. How do you know that's what's really happening? So this could be understood as a heter for across-the-board heter. But Moshe suggested, just to make sure, check to make sure that the blade is not sharp enough to cut by itself. And then people were taking apart all the different types of shavers and checking if the blades are sharp enough to cut by themselves, or if they're not sharp enough to cut by themselves. Many were not, but the newer models started to be a little sharper, so then there was concern about that. So in terms of the one blade, the only reason people ask shilas about the one blade is because they designed it to look a little bit like a razor. Really, it's a standard electric shaver. It works the same way as all other shavers. Maybe it's a little better than a regular shaver because it's made to not give such a close shave. So it leaves a little extra. It doesn't cut exactly on the skin. There's a guard between the skin and the blade. And I certainly don't see any reason why, if anything, it wouldn't be better. What about the lift and cut? What's the whole many years already hack about the lift and cut? So some poskim suggested that when it comes to lift and cut, I saw this in the name of Rav Belsky, that it has a mechanism which draws out the hair. It like pulls up the hair from the skin and then cuts, and then it sinks back down under the skin. The truth is that all shavers that give a clean cut do this to some extent, but they market it this way. But they have an extra component that job is to pull it out. So he claimed because it pulls it out and then the blade cuts, it doesn't get to cut it against the resistance of the screen. It doesn't get to the screen because of the lift system. So therefore, if you want to have a scissors mechanism, you need to remove the lift and then the blade will cut against the resistance of the screen. Otherwise, it's just cutting before it hits the screen. Rav Yisrael Rosen of Machon Somet claimed, based on advanced, video provided by some of the companies, that really, 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 lots of shavers don't really, really, really cut against the screen. And if that's the criteria, and there's room to aser lots and lots of shavers, even though we used to think that they did, they don't all, or at least not always. But he said, if we're gonna maintain the heter, it's because the screen still plays a role in isolating, in putting in place the hair, which the blade then cuts. But the lift and cut, he said, he wanted a tiny, the lift and cut may be better than any other type of shaver. Who cares if the blade is cutting against the resistance of the screen, or the blade is cutting in tandem with the lift? So the lift pulls up the hair, and then the blade cuts it. You have two mechanisms working together. That's scissors-like. Who says it has to be that it's one thing cutting against something else? Maybe if it pulls it out and then the thing cuts it, that's also two components working together, and that may be more scissors-like than some other shavers. So he suggested, don't remove the lift system. Use the, keep in the lift, and maybe it would even be better. Wow. If I'm worthy of having an opinion, I think he's pretty convincing about that point, and I think there's certainly room to justify the practice that some have of not removing the lift system and using the shaver as is, the lift and cut system. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos. Please put up the chairs.